Sometimes it was fun. My poor parents, they were so weak, so damaged. The war damaged Daddy and Daddy damaged Mama. I'm a baby boomer, and when my sister was born, 4 years after me, the violence began. Today, they would call it post-traumatic stress syndrome, but back then, they called it shell-shocked. Sometimes it was fun hiding from Daddy. I remember once when Mama said we were going to hide, said we were going to spend the night up in the attic. We made pallets on the floor. It was fun, just like when we went visiting out in the country to see my cousins, Patsy and Gil, at the horse farm. It was like camping. Not that we knew what camping was, but we had an old oil lamp left over from the blizzard the winter my sister was born. Mama brought the bucket up from under the kitchen sink and the toilet paper, too. And besides, up in the attic, it was cheerful. We played cards and I spy while the shadows danced around on the raw planks like fairies. When we went to bed, we all curled up together like spoons. Late that night, we heard my father come in the kitchen door. We really stayed quiet. He spent a lot of time down there running water in the sink. He never once called out our names. Next morning, when we pushed the trap door down from the ceiling to emerge, Daddy didn't even seem all that surprised, but we were. He had a big bandage on his hand. There had been a big knife fight behind Joe Heaton's cafe and beer joint. "I heard you messing around down here," Mama said. Someone had raked a switchblade across the knuckle of my daddy's ring finger on his right hand. It never did heal properly. Then I remember the time we left the house in the middle of the day. I didn't even have time to put on my shoes. Mama carried my little sister in her arms, but I had to walk over 2 miles barefoot. And I can still feel the burn of that hot asphalt. Then the cool Johnson grass with stickers and thorns. I was in tears by the time we got to my cousin's house, the Kennedys. It was a beautiful home on a shady lot. I wasn't 6 years old yet, but already I knew shame. I'd looked over the threshold into their cool, orderly home, and I felt ashamed. Beautiful.